This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Joining us in the next segment will be Joe Biggs. He is in Cincinnati, Ohio, covering the recent indictment of a campus cop there who pulled a motorist over and shot him in the head in a very short period of time. We're going to play that video, and we're going to talk to Joe Biggs in the next segment. I was just talking about the furor that has happened over these Planned Parenthood videos, a fury that is limited to one side of the political spectrum, because Planned Parenthood has been very effective at censoring this in most places. When we look at USA Today, when we look at Reuters, all these different outlets, there is absolutely nothing about these Planned Parenthood videos. Yet we see all of these videos and presentations, as I covered yesterday, about Cecil the Lion. There's all these, we got a video of Jimmy Kimmel who is weeping about this. Of course, you know, we had John Boehner weeping about his golf game earlier in the week, but he can't be concerned about what's going on in these Planned Parenthood facilities. Camille Paglia, who is a feminist who supports abortion rights, is very concerned about it, and she's concerned about the censorship. But, of course, not the mainstream media. There was an article today, however, that touches on this story that we're going to be talking to Joe Biggs in the next segment about. It really kind of bridges the two of them. As I mentioned yesterday, you know, when they look at Cecil the Lion, I thought there were a lot of striking ironies and parallels between what happened to Cecil the Lion and what happens to people in these abortion clinics. As Abby Johnson had pointed out, the luring of women in under the pretense of family planning, pushing them to have an abortion with a quota that she was given as a director of a Planned Parenthood facility. And that's precisely what happened with the Lion. People are outraged that he created a gray legal area by luring the Lion out of the preservation area so he could kill him. They were outraged that the Lion died painfully over a long period of time, but they're not outraged when children are ripped apart. And that was one of the things that caused Abby Johnson to resign from Planned Parenthood when she saw the lie of Planned Parenthood that these babies don't feel any pain. She saw the child recoiling on ultrasound as they were crushing that particular one with their forceps. And of course, they were outraged that Cecil the Lion's head was taken as a trophy, but they're not outraged that they would sell baby parts to get a trophy car. How about that? Are you outraged? You ought to be. But of course, USA Today doesn't put it out there. Reuters doesn't put it out there. But USA Today has fury over Cecil the Lion also sparks race conversation. Okay, I agree. We ought to talk about that analogy too. Is it going to be open season on motorists, open season on black people, open season on anybody that the cops choose to kill? Do they have a license to kill? Is that what a police badge today means, even for campus cops, that you have a license to kill? Now, he has been indicted. He probably will be treated differently because he is a campus cop, because he isn't an official police cop. And that's a good analogy to talk about, and we should have that discussion as well, because that is also a big problem. And people are far more concerned about Cecil the Lion than they are about this motorist that was killed. So we're going to talk to Joe Biggs when we come back. Just briefly, some updates on Hillary Clinton. Yesterday, we saw on the Drudge Report all of these articles about a new book coming out about Secret Service agents' recollection, talking about how the marriage between Bill and Hillary is a sham, that it is simply there for appearances so she can run for president, talking about how if they are put on the detail to protect Hillary Clinton, that is considered to be a punishment detail. You know, kind of like if you're a German soldier getting sent to the Russian front. we've got news articles about UBS deal. One of the first things she did when she became Secretary of State was smooth things over for UBS. And, of course, the banks are big supporters of her. It's amazing that even The Onion did a parody piece saying Clinton had been given 3 weeks of suspension by the FEC for spitting on her staffers. That's the arrogance that even people on the left see. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Big.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and joining me here in studio is Leanne McAdoo, one of our reporters from Clears and Planet TV. That's where I hang out. That's where Leanne hangs out. Joe Biggs, our reporter, is in Cincinnati. He is looking at this murder, and it is a murder, I believe. It is, of course, he's been indicted for murder. He's been indicted for voluntary manslaughter as well as one count of murder. It's kind of interesting that they would indict him for both of these things. I don't really understand that, Leanne. But we're going to be talking to Joe Biggs. And before we talk about the details of this, let's play this video so that you can hear, and we'll try to describe what is happening if you need any narration for this. I'm not sure how good the audio is on this, but we're going to play this video. This is a campus cop at the University of Cincinnati. He pulls over an individual, Samuel DeBose, a black man. He pulls him over for a traffic stop. This is about a half mile from the university's campus. I don't know. He's a campus cop. Is he even out of his jurisdiction? I'm not sure, but let's play this video.
Well, until I can figure out if you have a license or not, go ahead and take your seatbelt off for me.
I didn't even do nothing. Go
ahead and take your seatbelt off.
Stop.
So that's the body cam. He's trying to figure out if he's got a license.
Right. Originally, he was pulled over, stopped for not having a license plate on the front of the vehicle. The man is calmly explaining, I have it right here. It's in my glove compartment. During the whole interaction, he's calm. He's not being belligerent. You can see the full video. We have it up at InfoWars just to kind of see how quickly they spoke for about 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then it took him all of 2 seconds. He was trying to open Samuel DeBose's door.
Yeah, he wanted him to get out, which he doesn't have to do that.
He doesn't say get out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, exactly. But, I mean, he says, I don't have my license, but I'm in the system.
Mm-hmm. Right. He said, here's my name. You can look me up. And he says, well, why don't you have your license? Let me know. You know, is it suspended? And he's like, no, it's not. I don't have it on me. And so then he starts to open his door, and the man puts the key in the ignition, and he starts to take off, and you hear the cop saying, stop, stop. And, I mean, that fast, he just shoots him right in the head. And, you know, I knew when I uploaded this video last night that I was going to get the typical racist trolls on there. But what I was not expecting to see were so many comments from the obsequious police state mentality of people saying he deserved it.
Yeah.
He deserved to be shot in the head.
You got to be shot in the head right off the bat. We have reported over and over again about how America compares to all these other countries. Countries that will have over 20, 30 years, they might have one situation where the cops fired their gun in anger, where one person was killed. I forget what country it was. I reported on the nightly news last week. They had fired one shot in several years, and they didn't hit anybody. Okay, it was a warning shot. We used to have warning shots. We used to have cops who were not always afraid for their life, as they say. That's the alibi that they use in every one of these situations. Look, when we saw all these shootings in New Mexico, and we learned, you know, there was that video where they shot that homeless man in the hills, mm-hmm. and we learned that New Mexico was shooting more people, killing more people than New York City was, even though New York City has many, many times more people. And as everybody started to focus on New Mexico, there was a police officer there who was a trainer in the state police academy who said, we've been given a federal training curriculum that is a shoot first curriculum.
Right.
And I refuse to teach it. So they said, fine, you're fired.
Hmm.
That's the way any good cops are being driven out. And they're pushing this agenda from the federal government.
Right. And where does it end? How can you justify, oh, well, he deserved it. The cop had his arm in the window, grabbed onto his seatbelt. He could have just let go. You know what I mean? He wasn't in danger. There was no weapon that we could see or anything. And it takes him 1 second to shoot this man in the head. That's, I mean, where did he get his weapons training?
Yeah. Well, what people need to understand is when you get training for a gun or concealed carry or whatever, they explain what the law is to you as a citizen. If somebody comes into your home and they're a robber that's coming into your home, it's not a burglar, you're there, and they start stealing stuff from you, you're not allowed to kill them if they're running away. Even if they got a very valuable item of yours and they're running away, you're not allowed to kill them unless they're coming at you. Unless they are threatening your life. And that applies to the police as well, or it should. In a just society, the police, unless their life is in danger, they should not be taking lives. This is over a traffic stop.
Right.
Just like Eric Garner was killed because he was supposedly selling unbundled cigarettes to get them out, to make a little bit of profit off of the confiscatory taxes that they enacted in New York City. So they choked him to death.
Right. Or we have the case of David Eckert. I believe that was also in New Mexico. He failed to stop completely at a stop sign. So he got pulled over and a police officer thought he was clenching his butt cheeks. So he was subjected to 14 hours of forced medical procedures. This was last year. They gave him cavity searches, x-rays, colonoscopies, and they even tried to make him pay for that forced medical procedures they subjected him to. And it's all because the cop thought, oh, well, you know, you tightened up your butt cheeks, so you deserved it. And that's what it just makes me so angry is people saying, oh, well, you deserve to get shot in the head because an officer didn't want you to get away. He had never said you're under arrest. He never charged him with anything. There was nothing that he was saying, okay, you know what, step out of the vehicle.
They can allege anything, and they can get away with anything. I mean, look at this lady that died in Houston, picked up for a minor traffic violation. They arrested her because they didn't like her attitude. She's there for 3 days and then is hung in her jail cell. They say that it's suicide. That doesn't seem plausible, but when they say that she committed suicide because she consumed massive amounts of marijuana on day three in the jail, I mean, it gets more ridiculous. We see what this is about. We see through this. It's very transparent what's going on here. And although there's a lot of people who are enabling this behavior, as you talked about trolls on social media, there's a lot of people who are applauding that. There are a lot of people who are getting really angry about this. Let's go to our reporter in Cincinnati, Joe Biggs. Joe?
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. I'm actually at the Hamilton Courthouse in downtown Cincinnati. Now, we came out here to kind of find out what's going on with the Sam DeBose case. We know that Officer Ray Tensing has had his bond set at $1 million now. Now, this is the officer who pulled over Sam DeBose in a traffic stop for not having a license plate on the front of his vehicle. And at that point in time, he asked him if he even had the license on him. They talked back and forth, and it appeared that Sam DeBose even had his license on him. So at this point in time, Officer Tensing asked Mr. DeBose to take off his seatbelt and exit the vehicle. At that time, Mr. DeBose then reached for the door and pulled it back shut. Now, this is kind of where the story gets a little weird, because the officer said that when the door shut that he got stuck to the car and the car took off and he was dragged, which didn't happen.
Yeah, you can see that
you
from
can
the video
look at
camera.
It frame by frame and see.
Yeah.
He fell back.
Well, I mean, and on top of that, you have the other officer that was there as well that you see it towards the end of the video, who was approaching the vehicle after the guy had been shot in the head, you know. And he corroborates the same story. He says that the officer was dragged. Now, if that were us, the civilians, doing that, we would get indicted on, you know, falsifying a report. Mm-hmm. We'd be in trouble for something like that. But this guy, you know, clear as day, goes up to the vehicle. They struggle for a second, and then he shoots him in the head. I mean, that is murder, straight up. And then you have Megyn Kelly from Fox News coming out saying that she doesn't quite believe that Ray Tensing should be held on murder charges. I think that's very interesting that she could even come to that conclusion.
Well, you know, because sometimes you just need to have Big Brother, and this is evidently one of those times. It's not evidently just when you've got big pharma profits involved. She said that initially about vaccines, about forcing people against their informed consent to take vaccines. Megyn Kelly said, well, sometimes you just need Big Brother. I guess you need Big Brother whenever there's a traffic stop, and they need to be able to shoot you if you don't obey their orders.
If you give them attitude.
The interesting thing is, though, is Ray Tensing defense team is going to try to push for self-defense. Self-defense from what?
Well, that's the only way they could get him off, because you know as well as I know, Joe, we're talking about that before you got on, that you're not allowed to kill other people unless your life is in danger. So they always try to make it sound as if their life is in danger. But they're shooting people in the back. They're creating situations where they don't have any threat to their lives. Look at Eric Garner, where he was choked to death. There was no threat to the lives of those officers there.
But look at it this way, though. Imagine if that police officer, or ex-police officer, I should say, didn't have his body cam on him. Then the narrative would have been the lies told in that police report, and everyone would have believed that story. Thank God that camera was on, and you actually know what happened.
Yeah, we wouldn't have known about that shooting in the hills outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico, if it hadn't been for body cams. But subsequent situations in New Mexico, even though there was a major scandal in Albuquerque about corruption, the police chief left. He went to work for a company that sold body cams to the city at a very expensive rate, and then these body cams, for some reason, were not turned on in many cases, or they lost the data for that. So that's the other way that they spend that. But one of the things that you said, and we all do this, Joe, we all start using the language civilians. Can you imagine if it was a civilian? And I think that betrays the whole militarized mindset that we're seeing of the police, and we're buying into that as well. I remember the first time I heard that was in Dirty Harry, and I thought it was kind of a cynical joke that the cops would refer to people as civilians. Maybe they were doing it that far back, but that definitely is the situation today, because we have a militarized police, and those rules of engagement are being driven by the feds, pushing out this shoot-first curriculum.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've been saying, you know, since day one when it comes to all these different, you know, horrible acts, is the fact that this is all stemming from the training. It's not the individual officers themselves. You know, sometimes that definitely plays a part, but it's the training. When you train someone properly, when you train someone how to deal with these certain situations, they don't react that way. And when you get someone who's untrained, you give them a badge, you give them a gun, they make stupid mistakes.
Right.
Absolutely. We've got to go to break. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Joe Biggs in Cincinnati covering this shooting in Cincinnati. Also joining me is Leanne McAdoo. We'll be right back.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio with Leanne McAdoo. We have Joe Biggs in Cincinnati with a live report. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Alex Jones is going to be joining us reporting on the collapse of Europe. He's going to be joining us from Spain with a live report, so stay tuned for that. Now, before we go back to Joe and Leanne, I just want to let you know this hour, the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the fine products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. These are the products that we support our operation with. You can support us as well as supporting your health. And we know that the feds are stockpiling tens of millions of doses of low-quality iodine for an emergency. But as we talked about yesterday with Steve Quayle, there is a gradual accumulation from Fukushima, from other sources of radiation in the environment, in addition to the deficiency of iodine in most people's diets because they don't get it as a supplement. Right now, we have in stock Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine. It's in stock. It's not going to go bad, so you can stockpile high-quality iodine that not only protects your thyroid, but also protects your health because it's a vital nutrient that you need. And we have free shipping for the next 2 days. Free shipping in July, and of course, that ends tomorrow. So you can stock up on Survival Shield X2 and get free shipping right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Leanne, as we were talking about this shooting that happened in Cincinnati earlier in the program, I talked about how the USA Today talked about the fury over Cecil the Lion, but saying there's no fury over these shootings that are part of police brutality. And, of course, we've seen that the left, USA Today, other mainstream media outlets, don't cover the Planned Parenthood brutality.
Right.
So we have this dichotomy on the left and the right where the left excuses the brutality of Planned Parenthood. The right excuses the brutality of the police.
Right. And that's the thing. It's either all lives matter or they do not matter. I mean,
that's right.
The same people who are in an uproar about the Planned Parenthood videos are also sitting there saying that this guy deserved to get shot in the head or Kelly Thomas deserved to get beaten for a half an hour on camera.
But they're all concerned about Cecil the Lion.
Yes.
It may not be white lives matter, black lives matter, human lives don't matter, but Cecil the Lion's life matters more than any of this systemic problem. Joe Biggs, your comments.
Well, the interesting thing that's going on is the establishment wants these race wars. They're pushing to see this happen. In Ferguson, it worked. The plan completely unfolded the way they wanted to. You know, the burning down of the city, the complete and total meltdown of that entire town, the lack of leadership from Ferguson to help the youngsters through this. And now you've seen a switch. Now you've seen the people kind of stand up and say, screw the establishment. We're not going to let you do this to us, because you saw it in Cleveland when they stood up, when there could have been possible riots, the outcome of Tamir Rice, the outcome of the officer jumping on top, Michael Brillo, jumping on the hood of the car and shooting 15 rounds into the windshield, killing two people. You know, the fact that you had the shooting in Charleston where the people rose up and said, we're going to be better than this. You're not going to destroy this. We're not going to burn our city down. And then now you have another city that starts with a C. Everything happens in threes. We're in Cincinnati. And this horrible act has happened. This police officer murdered this man in cold blood. Straight up, there's no other way you can look at this. There's no other way to define what happened. This guy is trying to claim that he did this in self-defense, which is another horrible, disgusting lie. This guy should be buried under the jail cell. But you're going to see Cincinnati rise up out of the ashes, and they're going to be a beacon of light for other cities. And that's what we're seeing, though. In these cities, the leadership that steps in, when you have people who actually care about what's going on and the town comes together, they beat it. They overcome what the establishment wants, and the race wars don't happen. Now, they're still trying to push for it, and you still got a lot of people out here with mixed emotions, not really understanding what's going on. Young children who are just angry, and they're using this as a way to let that anger out. But, you know, I heard something interesting.
Go ahead.
I heard something interesting earlier where there was a car driving by honking their horn, and they were like, yeah, we got justice for Sam DeBose. Well, guess what? Sam DeBose was taken. His justice was taken for life when he was murdered. He doesn't get justice anymore.
That's right. That's right. And the man has only been indicted. He hasn't been found guilty. We don't know what his punishment, if any, would be, because that's the other aspect of it. I mean, it was totally outrageous when they would refuse to even indict people. But it's also outrageous when we see that they get slaps on the wrist.
Well, I mean, the president that they sent for setting $1 million bond, then they only really have to pay 10% of that. They can start a GoFundMe if they really wanted to and get this guy out of jail, a murderer who killed this guy.
That's right,
that kind of sets the precedence.
Well, we can obviously see how important these body cameras are. I mean, but it obviously didn't stop him from lying in the initial police reports. It didn't stop him from carrying on with the story. But at least we were able to, get an indictment at this point in 10 days.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, we saw the report from the Home Secretary in the UK saying she wasn't going to use water cannons, other militarized equipment on the streets of England because they had to get back to this idea of consensual policing. We have to get back to that. And if they don't deliver penalties that are commensurate to that, we have to take action about that through democracy. Now, joining us right after the break will be Alex Jones from Europe.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, July 30th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host in Austin. Joining us now live from Spain is Alex Jones. He's there covering the collapse of Europe, looking at where the bankers will move next. And as Alex pointed out earlier in the show with his report that he sent in, he's in Spain where they have recently enacted some very stringent rules against free speech, not just for domestic journalists, but also for people who are visiting there. So joining us now is Alex Jones in Spain. Alex?
Thank you so much, David, here on this July 30th, 2015 global transmission. I do come to you live from Barcelona, Spain. And I look at the headline, Satanic cult used profits from Baphomet statue unveiling to fight anti abortion efforts, why wouldn't they support child sacrifice? The Newark-based devil-obsessed cult known as the Satanic Temple used funds from a recent PR-driven Baphomet statue unveiling in Detroit to fund an effort to undermine legal moves to ban abortion after 20 weeks, as well as other anti-abortion legislation. That story with video of the group, whether they're black or white or Hispanic, they all have green skin. All so white, the skin's green. And anytime we go out and demonstrate and try to save babies, out of nowhere just appears these ghouls. And you look at them, they have chicken necks. They're incredibly weak. They stumble over potholes. They can hardly walk. But everyone just bows down to them instead of war hammering them. I mean, they want to sit there and feed on innocence. Let's let them have a real fight politically. They need to be war hammered. I mean, we don't serve a weak God, ladies and gentlemen. We serve the powerful God that created the universe. And the devil's taken over the churches and all these other systems, and that's why we are in the situation we are, bowing down to these piles of simpering, stinking, dead flesh that are self-propelled, walking around animated by their weak, fallen God. These people make me sick. And I didn't mean to get up here and start preaching. I apologize. It's just the falling down and worshiping the green skin maggot vomit that is Satanist makes me want to throw up. I mean, put me in a ring with them. I'll take five of them on at once. Give them battle axes. Give me one. I guarantee you I will send them all straight to hell. These people are weak. And I'm tired of them ruling over us. I'm tired of them. They make me want to throw up. But the good news is humanity is rising. And the globalists know it, and that's why they're working as hard as they can to try to shutter our minds, shutter our souls, and put us in their false reality so they can control us, because these evil people are afraid of those of us that are awake and tied into God and tied into the universe. Now, I'm going to stop the preaching right there. I'm going to stop for a moment. But I tell you, I knew in my gut about 3 weeks ago, I started saying, hey, I think I might go to Europe. I think I might go to Europe, watching the meltdown, watching the collapse of the economies in Greece and Ireland and Spain and Portugal and France and the UK, watching all this happen. I said, I just feel like in my gut, I need to get to Europe and see what's happening. And I did my own research, talked to a lot of experts, and they said, next up is Spain, next up is Italy. So we're going to Spain, we're here, we're going to Italy, we're going to Greece. We've already been to the UK that has the main banking command base and the City of London within London running it all, above the law, diplomatic immunity. The British people aren't running it. I want to be clear, they always misrepresent. The globalists are based there to a great extent. They're based in D.C. They're based in Israel. They're based in the Vatican. Nothing against Catholics. Nothing against Jews. The globalists are separated out in different, above-the-law, diplomatically immune command bases. And who else is diplomatically immune and in command bases? Royalty. And I knew all this history, but once I got here to Spain a couple days ago, I began to do research just to double check my memory. And I was like, my gosh, this is crazy. Juan Carlos was way down the line in royal succession. The Spanish people had already voted pre-fascism, pre-communism, to get rid of their monarchy, not to arrest them, not to kill them like the communists did to the czars in Russia, but to just say, you know what, you don't own 300 palaces, you don't own the oil companies and the shipping firms and the people. We're not feudal serfs anymore. We're free. Because it was feudalism in Spain. The people were owned by the royalty. They weren't owned by the royalty pretty much before the La Reconquista, but when the royals came in, backed by European nobility, Germanic and others, to kick the Islamic takeover, the Moors, out, one tyranny for another, they became true feudalists. I mean, the people were the property after the Reconquista. And then let's be honest, they were historically treated better than under Islamic rule. That particular North African Islamic rule was one of the most brutal there is out there. Slave trade, everything. Which, why the Spanish picked up the slave trade after La Reconquista was because they were taught it by the North Africans. Again, I'm just thinking of political correctness. I'm not Islamophobic, but the modern slave trade, the Atlantic slave trade, was taught to Spain and Portugal by the Moors. Who? They didn't care what color you were. If they could grab you, they'd enslave you. If you were a woman, they didn't care what color you were, they'd enslave you. It's white slavery. So I'm here in this incredibly historic place that gives us echoes of what's happened in other periods in history and how what they went through in the last 1,000 years plus here in Spain, and finally Spain being freed by the wise one or El Cid and others. It's just epic to see what's now happening once again here in Spain. The people, you hear on the news, you hear the Greeks are lazy. It's all their debt. They're lazy. They only work 6 days a week. They should work 7 days a week. They should pay 100% taxes. They're a bunch of lazy scum. And then you look at the statistics of the Greek people. They work very hard on average. Some of their public sector and private sector pensions are a little unsustainable and based on derivatives. But that's not the general public. So you hear they all owe these debts. They deserve it. Well, I've been here in Barcelona, and I've been in some of the other cities. We're going to be traveling with some others. And the people are the most hop to it, on top of it, hardworking, super service-oriented that I've ever seen. I mean, boy, this is lazy people. We need some of this in the United States. And I talked to some of the locals, a lot of InfoWars fans we run into. Some of those videos are going to get uploaded. These folks are working 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. They've had their taxes raised and raised and raised and raised and raised. Their government has submitted to the EU takeover and all the VAT taxes and the rest of it. It's all selectively enforced. And they've got Catalonian separatist movement here where I'm at in Barcelona and Catalonia, just over the mountains to the north is France. And they want to be their own country. They're a mix of French, Germanic, slash Spanish. And it's an older culture than most of Spain. The culture is more than 2,000 years old. And they're pretty much the original Spanish culture that got overrun and taken over. And they're just like, you know what? We're productive. We work hard. We're smart. We don't want to be under Juan Carlos and the EU. We want to be free. And you see Catalonian flags on almost every house and almost every apartment hanging over the side. And, of course, it didn't matter how they voted or what they wanted. Still, they were put under EU rule where the EU unelected bureaucracy dominates and controls every facet of what they did. But separate from that, as you heard in the first hour, we covered Zero Hedge, we covered the London Independent and others. The London Independent called it bizarre police state. It's so over the top that if you say anything about Juan Carlos, the King of Spain, if you say you think he's ugly, if you say he looks... pardon me, David?
No, they just handed me some information. Alex, the IMF is now saying that they're not going to give Greece the bailout. This is amazing. Even after the betrayal of the Greek people by the prime minister there, the socialist prime minister for the European Central Bank and the IMF and others, they're now saying they're not going to even honor that agreement.
Because the plan of the EU, as we said 20 years ago, as we said 10 years ago, as we said in Endgame, as we said in the Obama deception, as we said on record, because the heads of the EU have said this, is to take over nation states, get them in debt, implode them, and then end national sovereignty. So continuing here with this breakdown, you see the moves of people desperate to be free, desperate to get out from under 75% taxation as they have on average of even blue-collar workers in Spain. 95% taxes on the middle class, 101% on the nouveau riche, 101% 3 years running in France, just north of me, to bankrupt new wealth that threatens the hegemonic rule of the ultra-rich who are above the law and don't pay taxes. So that's what this whole story is about. What you see happening in Spain, what you see happening in Greece, what you see happening in these areas is what's coming to the United States. When we got off the plane, I needed to exchange some cash so I could pay for taxi fares and stuff. Because a lot of folks want to be out of the cashless society, so they want cash. So I tried to get $300 changed into euros here in Spain. And they wanted my passport, my driver's license, where I was staying, what I was doing, what I would spend the money on. They admittedly are bringing capital controls to Spain, just as they've done to Greece, because they're getting ready to take people's bank accounts with the bail-ins. This is the exact same culture being brought to America. It is so draconian to see our world being captured by these criminals. and then to see how a lot of experts thought they wanted Greece to default. That's why they gave them deals, the last three bailouts that were untenable, that would bankrupt them. And even when they agreed to an increase of VAT of 15 percentage points on everything sold in the country, even when they agreed to most of their public and private sector companies being taxed and handed over to foreign banks, even as they agreed to having their islands turned over, even as they agreed to total financial enslavement, it wasn't enough, as you're now reporting, that they're saying, we may not just give you this bailout. This is the predatory plan. And it's why here in Spain, Rob Due was out just videotaping on a street of a cathedral. He wasn't filming the police. They were back in the background, looked like ants in the shot. They marched over and they said, under the new laws, we can arrest you for doing that. Grabbed his camera, erased it, erased the information, and then told us, because of Islamic terror, we have to now take your freedom. And we're sorry, but we have to. And I started saying to them, and they spoke somewhat decent English, I said, your government brings in the radical Islamics. They're funding ISIS. This is a pretext to take freedom. And they just said, well, this is just the way it is. And so it's in the news that any criticism of Juan Carlos the King, who was put in by Francisco Franco, who was Hitler's adjunct basically during World War II, any criticism is prison time. They don't care who you are. I mean, imagine in the West, any criticism of the King of Spain, it's like 500 years ago, is huge fines or prison time. And then under the name of the King, if you say our local police are lazy, they're raising taxes too much, they all basically want swimming pools and hammocks at their bases, you are then fined or arrested. This is in the West, and there's nothing out of the U.S. media. There's some out of the British media, some out of the German media, but it's here. Fascism never really ended in Spain. It's simply back. And I make the point in another video at Infowars.com, the dominoes are beginning to fall and that Spain's the first domino, that this is a sign that the global financial collapse is imminent by engineered design, because they are unveiling classical fascism, classical totalitarianism. And while the very same foundations pushing this are financing attacks on the police, communist terror attacks, and a communist movement as the fake revolution, that once the fascists come in, they'll drive her one of the arms of communists in the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution that Curl Quigley wrote about to bring us into this system. So this is so unprecedented. And I talked to folks in the UK. I talked to people here in Spain. We're talking to so many people, and they say, no, the economy's bad. It's getting worse. And they say, it'd be okay, but they keep raising the taxes. I mean, imagine being in France and being about 25% of the public. People making over 100,000 euros a year, and you pay 101%, a retroactive tax, 3 years running, to make you quit, to make you stop, to make you shut down your restaurant, shut down your car dealership, shut down your hotel, shut down your factory, lay off your workers so they go on welfare, and the big mega corporations, tax exempt, above the law, just like with the bank consolidation in the U.S., a little bank shutting down. Under the regulations, I was talking to a major head of a Texas bank that has hundreds of branches. They're shutting down retail. They're shutting down loans. They're shutting down housing loans. They're shutting down everything because the regulations won't let them loan, and the big banks are exempt. Do you understand, folks? This is the takeover. This is feudalism, where the big mega rich like Juan Carlos and others don't want you to have a business, don't want you to have a life, don't want you to compete with them. And then they scapegoat capitalism and blame it for what they themselves are doing that isn't capitalism, that is fascism. I mean, it is so diabolical to see them squeezing people and absolutely harassing them, and to witness this. And it hurts everybody. I don't care who you are in America, who you are in Spain, who you are in France, who you are in the United Kingdom, who you are anywhere in the world, this yoke of corruption, this yoke of mega banks laundering the drug money and running the child kidnapping rings and promoting the abortion and promoting the tyranny and promoting the end of the family. It's because they've taken over through fraud, and every minute they're worried about what could unseat them. Justice, family, community, common sense, information, informed people. justice and freedom and private wealth threatens the hegemonic monopoly. That's why it's at war with prosperity, at war with free will, at war with everything decent, because it's fundamentally rotten at its core and can't compete with it. But I look at the shining eyes of the Spanish people, and I look at, you know, their strength and how they've thrown off tyranny so many other times, and I know they will. My God, they don't get to vote on EU tyranny, just like the UK, just like England and Scotland and Ireland can vote on fighting with each other all day and can vote on seceding, because it doesn't matter if they secede from the UK. The UK has 92% of its laws. It was 80% last year, made by the unelected dictatorship. Dave and I were going to break in about a minute. I'm going to come back and cover some other issues with you, but it's just amazing to see how open and naked tyranny has now gotten.
Well, Alex, what you were just saying in terms of the European control of the individual states, there's an article today about the European Parliament debating whether they're going to let European countries ban GMO. So now we've seen the same thing there in Europe, and they're trying to make this the United States of Europe. Same thing we've seen here with the DARC Act, the supposedly Safe and Accurate Labeling Act that was passed in Congress to shut down any control over food or food labeling by local governments. That's what they're doing in Europe. They're shutting that down for previously sovereign states.
I'm glad you raised that. Three unions, North American, Asian, EU, circumventing national sovereignty. And as you said, just like the TPP, EU, ban labeling. This is the tyranny. This is the end of choice. This is the end of humans being able to vote with their dollars or euros. We'll be back. Infowars.com. I'm coming to you live from Europe. I'm co-host with David Knight.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Thank you.
got some Spanish acoustic guitar bringing us in via Metallica and the great song Battery. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, co-hosting with David Knight, who's in Austin, Texas. I'm in Barcelona, Spain. We're going to be covering more events here, but it is shocking to have police march over when you're videotaping in public and say, under new rules, no taping allowed in public, and to then threaten to arrest us and to just experience that journalists and others that mildly just say, I disagree with the government, I disagree with the king, I disagree with this activity, you are fined or arrested here in Spain. And even mainstream media says it's bizarre police state, bizarre oppression. No, this is the model worldwide. This is what they want to bring in. And under the new EU rules, can't criticize Monsanto. If Spain or Greece or France, who've all banned GMO, trans species, want to say no, doesn't matter. There's no sovereignty, EU says. And I'm glad David Knight raises that, because that is the level of just incredible, colossal, bizarro land, surreal tyranny that we're talking about. And you got to ask yourself, the globalists are already in control. Why are they doing this? Because they want to be able to put shots in you when they want. They want to be able to take money for national health care and then not give you care. They want to be able to feed you GMO that sterilizes rats and make you accept it. They want to run your life. It's about power. It's about control. It's the same reason these Satanists are showing up protesting to keep killing babies and showing up with Baphomet statues and selling tickets to support abortion, because they got a God and they serve it and they follow it and they live it. They talk the talk. They walk the walk. They may be chicken necked. They may be ugly. They may be stupid. They may be weak, but they know how to serve their God. They know how to tithe. They know how to give. They love their God. Well, forget God, okay, for all you atheists out there. Do you serve anything? Like Bob Dylan says, you got to serve somebody. Well, I serve the truth. And I serve strength and the individual. And I serve the power of the people. And at a fundamental genetic level, I hate these parasites and their big gangs. I mean, we all hate seeing a video on National Geographic of, say, 20 African dogs pulling down a lion and killing it. Or we hate seeing an elephant being taken down by 20, 30 hyenas. And it stomps them and it hits them and it kills 10 of them, but still they all gang up and pull it down and rip its trunk off and rip its thighs out. You know, at a fundamental level, we just see it for what it is. Predatory, weak, pathetic. Some will argue it's survival of the fittest. Well, I know this. They built an artificial construct to use our energy and our will to build their breakaway civilization. So here's the message. Maybe they're right. Maybe you don't have what it takes. Maybe I don't. Maybe we are dominated. Maybe we are failed. Maybe genetically and spiritually I'm wrong, that I don't want to hurt innocents and I don't want to dumb people down to use them like cattle. Maybe I'm a failure that I didn't join the New World Order and use my intelligence to dominate, make millions of dollars and be immune from prosecution and be above the law. But you know what? My soul says that's a fraud, and I know it is, and I'll never use my knowledge of the world to hurt innocents. I will only use my knowledge of the universe to empower souls and minds for free will. And if the public doesn't listen, if they don't want this message, if they don't want this truth, then that is your choice. And I'm here to make sure you have that choice, to be free or be slave. It's an epic moment, a legendary moment, a historic moment to be alive. Choose what side you're on. Don't be lukewarm. We're back in 70 seconds after the break with my final segment. Then, from Albion, the former United Kingdom, now deep behind EU enemy lines, Paul Joseph Watson, David Knight, the rest of the InfoWars crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.